Sifri asks the question, B'chol Ma'idecha. Rav Yaakov says, if it says, B'chol Nafshecha, Shalav Hashem, with all your soul, be willing to give your life up for Hashem, then clearly, Kal V'chayme, how much more so, B'chol Ma'idecha. A person should be willing to give up their finances, their resources for Hashem. So one of the answers in the Medrash is, B'chol Mida U'mida Shumayded Lecha, Bein Midas Atayiv, Bein Midas Piranus. We're meant to love Hashem. B'chol Ma'idecha, in the play on words, B'chol Mida U'mida Shumayded Lecha, every measure and measure that He measures out to you, whether things seem good or whether things don't. As David HaMelech says, Kais Yishuais Esa V'Shem Hashem Ekra, Sarav Yagen Emtza V'Shem Hashem Ekra. So whether it is the Kais Yishuais, the cup of salvation I'm lifting up and calling out to the name of Hashem, or Tsarav Yagen Emtza, pain and anguish that I'm finding, I'm calling out in the name of Hashem. Meir says, V'Avta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, Ahaveyu B'chol Levavcha, Kavram Avinu. Love Hashem with all your heart like Avram Avinu. This was the middle of Avram Avinu, as the Torah calls him, or the Tanakh. Yeshaya calls him Avram Ayhavi, Avram who loved me. And the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, Matzasas Levavi Neman Lefanecha. Carries on. B'chol Nafshecha, like Yitzchak, who was willingly sacrificed on the Mizbeach. B'chol Ma'idecha, like Yaakov Avinu. Where it says, with Yaakov, be moida to Hashem. Thank Hashem for all your goodness. Like Yaakov Avinu, where it says, katanti mekala chasadim mechol ha'emes, shasisas avdecha. I'm rendered small in comparison to all the chesed that you've done for me, Hashem, kivamakli avartis hayarden. All I had was my stick when I crossed the Jordan, and now, atayis l'shemachanis, so now I'm already two full camps. There's a lot going on here in this Medrash. B'chol Ma'idecha. Where do you see that Ma'id is a lashon of Haida'ah, of thanks? The point is it might not necessarily be a straight play on words of B'chol Mida, Mida, Hav, Ma'id, La Ma'id, even though phonetically they're the same. Rather, Mida is like Maida and Ma'id. But really everything is contained within Ma'id. Ma'id is where you recognize there's something very big. And where it's big, you thank Hashem. Being Maida al Ha'emes, being aware of the truth, an admission of the truth. And to thank Hashem, Todah and Hoda'ah, an admission and thanks, is the same words. Why? Because when you recognize the greatness of something, there's a desire to thank. So when we recognize Hashem's greatness, we move to thank Him. And therefore, what the Shema is telling us over here is to constantly remember Hashem's chesed in everything that He measures out to us, no matter how we perceive it. It's all ma'od, it's all huge. To see Hashem's chesed in everything that happens to us is a gadol ma'od. To realize and recognize Hashem's presence in our lives. Chomido mida. No matter what happens to us, no matter what comes our way, we don't lose our emunah, we don't lose our balance. It's the flip side of b'chol ma'idecha, of putting our money where our values are. It's recognizing that all of our circumstances come from Hashem, and to thank Him for everything that He sends our way. Realizing that ultimately everything is for our best.